If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse 1. And the Bible says this. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand." Amen. "By which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." I want to preach just a minute this morning, God be our help, on this thought, the gospel we have. Amen? The gospel we have. Now, gospel, it means good news. Amen. We have some good news, praise God, from another world this morning. And that good news is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. No other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Praise God. And it came down to me and you, praise God, through a gracious and a mighty God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we see this good news. Good news. I like good news, don't you? Good news is always good. I like good news. But you know, there's different kinds of good news. Amen? Hey, there's different kinds of good news. Now, you can have good news that come from different sources. Amen? But it's not the gospel. But I tell you, I appreciate the gospel that we have, praise God, the gospel that's been given down to us. We can get news, good news from a lot of places. Jesse, you can get good news, praise God, from down at the schoolhouse. Now, Jesse, just say, Jesse, he's a straight-A student. Praise the Lord. Never had a B in his life. Amen? I'd be lying. Hey, he's got a straight A. Looking for him, praise the Lord. Won't accept nothing else. And old brother Bill here, he's just always been kind of a haphazard about his schoolwork. And he just barely, if he could get by, praise God, he could pass. Praise the Lord. Amen? So they're both in school and they got a big exam, praise God, and it comes down to exam time and they're sitting there in the school and they're busy, they're taking their test. And they take their test and they pass it on to their teacher. And the teacher gets that exam, praise God, and he comes, old brother Bill, says, "Brother Bill, I just wanted to tell you, you passed. Got good news, hey, you passed." Amen. Brother Bill, he's elated, amen. Glory be to God, D minus, woohoo! Amen. Good news. Amen. But he gets down to Jesse and he comes back and says, "Jesse, I got good news for you, son. You passed." Jesse ain't looking for passing grade. Jesse's looking for an A. See, good news for Brother Bill, praise God, is not good news for Jesse. Amen. He's looking for an A. Brother Bill's looking to get by. Amen. So there's different types of good news. But I want to tell you, praise God, on the authority of God, that we've got good news, praise God, from the throne of grace this morning that we can take to the bank because God said. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't it good this morning? Paul begins to give us some precise identification this morning of the good news that we have. And it's good news. It's today's gospel, praise God, is a gospel that saves. Amen. It's good news that saves, praise God, that lost sinner. It's good news that'll save that lost soul. Praise God. You say, "Well, preacher, a lot of people that's just right on the verge of hell." Yeah, they are. But praise God, it's that good news, the gospel, that'll save their soul. Praise the Lord. That'll deliver them from the devil's hell. Praise God. And the gospel that we have is, we've got proof in His Word. Amen. The Bible says that He died for our sins and was buried. So we know that there was a man, his name was Jesus. Praise God. That he died. We know he died. How do we know he died? Because he was buried. Amen. Now I don't know about you, praise God, but I don't want him to bury me till I'm dead. After I'm dead, you can do whatever you want to with me. Praise the Lord. It'd be all right. Amen. Stick me in a box. Stick me in a hole. Put me in a cardboard box. Put me in a hole. Don't burn me. Amen. Hey, praise God, I didn't ask God to save me, praise God, so I could burn. Amen. You take me, you put me in a box, a cart or something, and you bury me in a hole, and you cover me up. Amen. But we know, we got proof, Brother Bill, that Jesus died because He was buried. Amen. You don't bury stuff that's alive. Amen. You bury something that's dead. Praise the Lord. So we got proof here that he died and he buried. Romans chapter 4, verse 25 said he was delivered for our offenses and was raised for our justification. Amen. Now, he said he was buried for our offenses. He died for our sins. He was delivered for our offenses. Those offenses, we had those sins that we had committed. Praise God. And he was raised up for our justification. Now, justification goes with sanctification. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about salvation of the Lord. Amen. What we have in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we got to realize this morning, we've got to break it out, realize what kind of gospel we have, what kind of good news, praise God, that God's given to us. We get a hold of this, praise the Lord. Amen. You'll take your running fit after a while. You realize what God's done for you. Amen. So we begin to break it down. We begin to see how good God is. And he sent us down a gospel, praise God, that would help, what would heal our wounded hearts. Amen. It'd bring the vilest sinner, praise God, to repentance. It'd get us in a place, praise God, where God could help us. But first thing we have to realize is the issue of the gospel. What is it dealing with? It's dealing with God's saving grace. It's dealing with a gospel, a good news, praise God, that saves. It saves old sinners. That's what he's talking about here. He's talking about something that saves. Hey, if it was good news and it wouldn't help us down the road, it wouldn't be good news. Amen. But we've got a different news. We've got a gospel. Well, praise God. The gospel that we have is a precious gospel. Amen. It's not nothing to take lightly. It's not nothing to overlook. Praise God. It's precious. Not only for us, but it's precious in the sight of God. Because it cost him the best he had. Amen. That he could send it down to me and you. It's that gospel. And the issue of the gospel. What is the issue of the gospel? What is it? What do we need? In other words, what he's asking is what's going to keep us from heaven? Amen. What's going to keep us from getting to that place, praise God, that we long to go to? What's going to keep you out of there? What's going to keep me out of heaven? Good questions, aren't they? Good questions. What not only what to keep us out of heaven, but what to prevent us from having eternal life? What's going to keep me and you from getting to a place of eternal life? Where we don't have to worry about death no more. Amen. See, I don't worry about dying. No, sir. No, ma'am. I don't worry a bit about dying. I worry about living. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I worry about the... You say, well, because you don't want to die. No, I don't want to die. I'm like old Brother Davey, praise God. I'm not looking for a bus going today. But I ain't as scared to die, praise God, because when the life's breath leaves this old body, I'm going to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. So there's two things that we need to address in the issues of salvation, this gospel. Can it deliver us, praise God, into the portals of glory? And can it prevent us, praise God, from having eternal life? What can do that? And the answer is sin. Sin will keep us from heaven. Amen. Sin will prevent us from having eternal life. Praise God. So the problem that we have today, you have and I have, is sin. Amen. You say, well, preacher, now you know, I don't have no sin in my life. You know, I live pure, chaste life. And boy, you need a lot of prayers. Because old devil's done got you deceived. Because there's none good, no, not one. Amen. Amen. You probably worse than the rest of us that have to use altar about every day. Did I say about every day? Amen. So he said the problem that we have is sin. So how do we overcome it? The question, how to get forgiveness of that sin. So I want to praise God. As I was looking at this today, this just jumped out at me. It says that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. So what that's telling us, Brother Eddie, is that God declared, praise God. God said, praise God, I pray that Christ died for your sins. What's the way of forgiveness, praise God? God said, it's Christ dying for your sins. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, that's how we get out under that load, that burden. It says, Christ died for our sins. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we know it's true because the Bible said, God said, according to the Scriptures, God's holy word. God can't lie. Amen. God can't lie. He said, hey, listen. He said, according to God, the Holy Scripture, he said, according to God, that Christ died for our sins. I don't know about you, but that nails it down for me. Praise the Lord. That gives me the hope that I need. That shows me, praise God. What does it tell? An old sinner needs a Savior. Amen? That's what it's telling us this morning, is every old sinner, me and you, need a Savior. Amen? I mean, bottom line, every old sinner, and we're all sinners, all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. That includes you. That includes me. So we've all sinned and come short, so we need a Savior. And God declares, praise God, glory to God, from the throne of grace that Jesus Christ is that Savior. Amen. Praise God. He gives that Savior. It's through Him, praise God, through faith in Him, that I receive Him and His forgiveness. It's through His faith, through faith in Him, that we receive Him and that we get His forgiveness. It's not mine. It won't do no good if Brother Bill forgives me of my sin. Every little old man sitting in a little old room with his collar on backwards, amen, can forgive me till the stars fall out of the sky, and that'll not get rid of my sin. Amen. But he said, praise God, Jesus died for my sins. Praise the Lord. God said Jesus died for my sins. Praise God. And so through faith in Him, praise God, I receive salvation from the Lord. I receive that life, praise God. I receive that forgiveness of my sins. Amen. Praise God. Now this is as simple this morning as it can get. But I believe why are you preaching this? Because I fear if we can get this nailed down, praise God, we can go on for the glory of God. I think we're getting bogged down so much, praise God, that with the issue of the gospel, what it is, what it means to us, what it wants to do for us, amen, that we get confused. And it's nothing to be bogged down and confused in. Praise the Lord. Just realize that Jesus died for me and you. Amen. And so we can receive Him and His forgetfulness, or His forgiveness. See, that's me. I've got forgetfulness. But He gives us forgiveness. Praise God. Through His precious Word, God said that Christ died for our sins. Amen? So the problem is sin. The sin problem is there, but the sin problem is solved in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He gives us, praise God, full assurance of heaven. Amen? Praise God. That's what He wants us to have this morning, praise the Lord. Brother Robert, is full assurance of heaven. He don't want to get us bogged down in here, whether could or should have. Praise God, He wants to give us that full assurance of heaven. And that full assurance, praise God, is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Full assurance of salvation, praise God, is through the precious death and the burial of the Lord Jesus Christ. That He died for our sin. He died for your sins. Amen. Say this with me this morning. Jesus died for my sins. Amen. Jesus died for my sins. Amen. Bottom line, He died for my sins. He took our sins upon Him. He became sin. He that had knew no sin became sin for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Past, present, and future, praise God. Whoopee. Amen. Jesus died for our sins. Praise God. Nothing else is needed. Praise God. There's nothing lacking because Jesus has done it all. You say, well, preacher, there's a lot of things that we got to know, a lot of things we got to do in order to be saved. You know, we got to know about the second coming, all about that, so we'll be looking for Jesus. No, all we need to know is that Jesus died for our sins. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not about what we've done, praise God. It's not about going and being and up here in a bunch of water and being baptized. Amen. It's about knowing that Jesus died for our sins. Amen. It's not about this issues of our life, praise God, that's a hindering us, praise. It's not about that. Amen. You're talking about Christian living. I'm not talking about Christian living this morning. Praise God, I'm talking about born again, Holy Ghost, salvation. Amen. It's about loving the Lord Jesus Christ, realizing, praise God, that He loved us enough to die for our sins. Amen. Praise God. Yes. to go to an old cross of Calvary, praise God. David's life was buried in an old tomb, praise God. Amen. It's not about the issues, it's life. See, we'll get bogged down in that. Let me just say this right here this morning, my Lord, unction my heart with it. We've got, now you look, listen to me real close. We've got loved ones sitting at the house somewhere around us this morning, all over the place. Amen. And they're waiting. Now listen to me. They're waiting till they can get things straightened up and they can get to living in a certain way in order to become children of God. God help our hearts. We ought to be on our face every day saying it's not about what you do, but praise God, we ought to be telling them every time we see them, it's not about what you do, but it's what Jesus did for you. Amen. Salvation, the Bible says, is of the Lord. Amen. We ought to have broken hearts this morning for those that sitting at the house, amen, and haven't got in, praise God, because they see within themselves that they can't be good enough. None of us can. Amen. If we stayed at the house, Brother Eddie, till we got good enough to go into the presence of God and to His people, we'd never get in. Amen. But when we realize, praise God, that God Almighty said that Jesus died for your sins. Amen. Amen. Only when we get there. See, this issue of the gospel is pretty important. It's not about all this stuff of the world. It's not about our sins, our sinfulness, praise God. But it's about the one who died for our sins. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. It's about Him. What He's already done. Amen. It's finished. Didn't He say so? What was the last word Jesus said on the cross? It is finished. Amen. There's nothing left to be done. There's nothing me and you can do. Praise God. It's a finished work. Bless His holy name. That's the issue of the gospel. Praise God. It's a finished work. We're old sinners. We needed a Savior. And Jesus came. And He died for the sins of men. Praise God. Bottom line, Jesus has completed that work. Amen. So what's left for me and you? What's left? Amen. We've got the issue of the gospel. So all we need to know is the direction of the gospel. Amen. The issue of the gospel is Jesus Christ came and He died for old sinners. Amen. So now we just need the direction of the gospel. What is the direction of God? The direction of the gospel is that Christ died for me and you. Amen. That He lives, praise God, and He offers us forgiveness. He lives this morning. Do you know Jesus is alive? How many of you know Jesus is alive? Amen. He's not dead, for He is risen, praise God. Just like He said, glory to God. Amen. He's alive, He's alive, He's alive forevermore. Amen. Praise the Lord. So with the direction of our faith, the direction of the gospel is that the Lord Jesus Christ, He's alive. So what does that mean for me and you? That means that it comes from Christ to us. Amen. Salvation comes from Him to us. Amen. Salvation, are you here? Salvation is of the Lord. It comes from Him to usward. Amen. It never comes from us to Him. Amen. It's kind of like, yes, that we're the donees in this thing and never the donors. Amen? Amen, brother. Hey, we are the donees. We're the ones that's receiving what He's got to give. Amen. Hello? You'll get a hold of this sometime today and you'll fit. You'll realize that Jesus done everything He done for you, praise God, without expecting anything from you. Amen? You're the donee and He's the donor, praise God. He gives to you, and all you got to do, all we got to do is accept what He gave. Amen. Well, that's better than the Salvation Army, ain't it? Amen. They want you to throw something in the kettle. Praise God, Jesus don't expect nothing. Amen. Don't expect a thing. It's never me to Him. It's always Him to me. It's always Him to you. Amen. We need to nail that down. We need to realize it's not of works, lest any man should boast. It's what Jesus did for us. It's nothing that I have to offer. I don't have nothing to give God. By my old flesh, anything I've got, praise God, I ain't got nothing to give Him. Amen? Now listen, I'm not talking about sanctification. I'm talking about salvation. Let's nail it down. I mean, we got a lot to offer God, praise God, and we offer Him our lives. But I'm talking about salvation. For our salvation, praise God, we don't have nothing to offer. Amen. Jesus gave it all. He paid it all. The price of sin, praise God, is paid in full. Amen. So we have nothing to offer Him this morning. God said that according to Scripture, Jesus died for our sins. Amen. He paid it all. It's stamped in the precious blood of Jesus, paid in full. Amen. That ought to make a Kobab to shout. Praise the Lord. Realize that your sins, a lot of us have more than others. A lot of us is, hey man, we've chased a lot of rabbits in our life. You know what I mean? We've chased a lot of dead-end streets, amen, instead of staying on that narrow path. But there's a great big God of glory. Praise God. He said, hey, the work's finished no matter where you've been. No matter where you... Praise God. He said, the work is finished. Amen. Said, you mean to tell me that if I do this and that, the work is finished. Praise the Lord. There's nothing that we can do. Amen. There's no willingness to change. I know a lot of people say, well, you know, preacher, if I had a willingness to change, God could begin to change because of my willingness. Our willingness ain't worth a rip. Amen. Our willingness at best is inconsistence. Our willingness, the very best we can do, say, you know, I want to be good, Brother Bill. I want to serve God. I want to follow His word. I want to obey the commandments. I want to do right in my heart. Amen. Hey, our want to, praise God, ain't got nothing to do with it. Amen. Because at our very best, we're inconsistent. Amen. In our action, we're inconsistent in our life. And that's why we need a consistent Savior. Amen. Amen. If we've got a... Hey, praise God, you get a hold of this. Boy, I got a hold of this the other night there pretty late in the study. And boy, I about had me a spell. Amen. It's not about me, praise God, but it's about Him. Amen. That love He has for me. Praise God. See, I don't know about you. I bring this stuff down to me. He's my Savior, praise God. So I believe if we ever recognize, we ever say, you know what? Jesus is my Savior too. I hope you get a hold of this morning. Say, you know what? That's my Savior too. He died for my sins. Because God said so. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, that's something you take home with you. Praise the Lord, because He did. Amen. See, our willingness, no matter how much we're willing to do something, praise God, it's God's grace, praise God, that makes it possible. God's grace, amen. No matter how consistent we are, no matter how much willing we are, we cannot get rid of one iota of sin. I can't remove 1 ounce of sin from my life. I can't. But Charles, we can't get rid of sin in our life. No matter how good we try to become, that sin is still there. It may be past sin, but it's still sin. Amen? The only one that can cleanse us and make us whole is the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He's the one that can forgive us of our sins. Praise God. So if we get this thing in a proper perspective and we realize the direction of the gospel, the way that God wants it to go, praise the Lord, it'll help our hearts. We'll grow closer to the Lord than we've ever been. We'll have that eternal life and realize that, praise God, it's from the Lord. From our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not of work, lest any man should boast. Amen. Let me look over to Ephesians. Let's just go there for a second. I want to show you something. Ephesians chapter 2. While we're here, Lord's run that across our mind a couple times. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved. Amen. Now listen to this. How are we saved? For by grace are you saved. It's the grace of God. It's what God gives, that unmerited favor of God that comes down to usward. For by grace are you saved through faith. Amen. And now listen to this. There's a comma here. I want you to know, I didn't catch this till here a while back. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that, not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Amen. If you're going to have faith to believe, praise God, you're going to have to accept that gift that God has to offer you. Amen. Amen. Praise God, when we begin to say, you know what? It's a free gift. God don't expect nothing in return. Lord God, I'm just going to accept. Oh, glory. I'm just going to accept that price that was paid on the cross of Calvary. Glory be to God. Without any stipulations, I'm just going to say, praise you, Lord. Thank you for the grace to have faith to believe in Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God this morning. Praise His holy name. Amen. He gives us faith to believe when we just acknowledge the precious grace of God. What about that? Glory to God in the highest. He loves us that much that He extended His grace. God gave His grace. Grace was poured out in abundance. Unmerited favor. Couldn't do nothing about. Amen. God said, oh, Eddie, vile and wicked is the devil himself.
Amen.
Amen. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to reach down on purpose. Amen. And I'm just going to get a hold of him. I'm just going to tell him how much I love him, how much I care for him. Amen. He hadn't cared for me. He hadn't even thought about me. But you know what? He said, I've been thinking about you a whole lot. He said, before eternity was, praise God, I was thinking about that young man. I knew what the devil would try to drag him through. But praise be to God, my grace is sufficient.
Amen.
Amen. And I give him the faith. Pour out abundance of faith. Say, you know what? Jesus died for me. Bless His holy name. What a Savior we have. See, we can't add nothing to it. He's not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. See, it's through faith that God gives us. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Nothing we can add to it. There's nothing we can add to the gospel that'll make it any better. Amen. Because it's as good as it gets. Amen. Jesus died for our sins according to what God said. According to Scripture, God said, Jesus died for your sins. Amen. It don't get no better than that. There's nothing we can add to that. Amen. We just have to accept that Jesus died for our sins. Every one of them. You say, well, preacher, you just don't know about this time and I. No, but God does. There's nothing hid. There's nothing done in the corner He don't know nothing about. Amen. Said He died for the sins of the world. God said He died for you. And He died for me. So the problem I have, the issue solved. The issue of the gospel is Lord Jesus Christ. That He died for me and you. The direction of the is solved also. The direction is just us towards Him in faith. Amen. Or Him towards us in faith. Just believing, taking what He's got for us. It's never about what we can do for Him. It's what He's already done for us. Amen. It's taking that sacrifice that God made on the cross of Calvary. Issue solved. Amen. The direction's clear. It's just receiving what He's given us. Taking into ourselves. Taking what He's offering us. Amen. The free pardon of sin. Taking it to ourselves. That is the Bible says that's the way of salvation. Amen. See, if it was any other way, if it was because if I had to do something, it wouldn't be solely on grace. Amen. It would be grace plus.
Amen.
God don't work that way. Because me and you don't have anything to offer Him outside of our salvation.
Amen.
Now once we're saved, we'll get into that maybe in a little bit. But once we're saved, praise God, then God can use us as a vessel of honor unto Himself.
Amen.
But the first thing we've got to get a hold of this morning is the gospel that we have. Amen. I'm afraid in today, I'm preaching this morning because there's a lot of junk going around out there. And only some of these radio preachers and things, and they're talking about, well, you know, you get in, you get saved, and you do this, and you do that, and you do such and such, and He said, you'll be saved. That ain't what God says. God says, praise God, Jesus died for your sins according to the Scriptures. Amen. He was buried. He praise God. Jesus did that. That is salvation.
Amen.
Salvation was offered. It's to be accepted, praise God, and that's it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, what about living right and doing right? You're talking about Christian living. Christian living. We ought to live like Christians. But you can't live like Christians. That's what I'm saying. See, we're trying to live like Christians outside of the gospel. We can't live like Christians outside the gospel. Man, we've got to be rooted in the gospel. And then the gospel will be rooted in us. And then we can do those things that's pleasing to our Holy Father. Amen. He begins to do a work in us. Oh, he says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." So what is it about? It's about that the gospel that we have, that we accept, that we believe, that we trust in. And then God begins to take that and He begins to use it as and make us workmen, a workmanship that's pleasing to Him. Amen. But the thing we got to ask this morning, that's the way of salvation. That's what salvation is. Not of works. It's not nothing we can do. But it's that gift from God to us. That's salvation this morning, youngins. Plain and simple. Just as plain as I can preach it with the help of the sweet Spirit of God. That's salvation. And that's of the Lord. Amen.